From the KBIA newsroom, I'm Abby Ivory Gagne. A lunchtime rally brought about 50 people to U.S. Senator Roy Blunt's Columbia, Missouri office Friday to voice their support for the Affordable Care Act. Bram Sable-Smith from the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk has more.
Don't take my health care!
The demonstrators' appeal was to fix the Affordable Care Act rather than repeal it completely. Several shared their personal experiences with the health care law, including Scott Fines, whose two-year-old son Ryan was born with a congenital birth defect.
$750,000 in his first 5 months of life were billed to his insurance company, and he charges upwards of $30,000 a year to his insurance company every year. He was born in 2014, so we never had to care about it. If you repeal the ACA, he will not get insurance again.
A similar demonstration was held outside U.S. Representative Vicky Hartzler's Columbia office early Friday morning. About 200,000 Missourians gained health coverage under the Affordable Care Act. Both Hartzler and Blunt campaigned on repealing the law during their successful reelection bids last November. Bram Sable-Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.
Ferguson officials have missed several critical deadlines in the early stages of an agreement with the U.S. Department of Justice. A lawyer monitoring the process said Ferguson had missed some 120 and 180-day deadlines in crafting new policies and procedures on basic policing practices. Ferguson has been under scrutiny since the 2014 police shooting of Michael Brown. The missed deadlines underscore challenges police departments can face complying with the sweeping overhauls mandated by the Justice Department. The Missouri Senate has sent the House their version of a bill to make Missouri a right-to-work state. Marshall Griffin says the bill passed yesterday is a little different from the version passed by the Missouri House.
Both versions of the bill would bar labor unions from forcing all workers in a bargaining unit to pay dues, including non-union members. But the bill sponsored by GOP Senator Dan Brown contains a grandfather clause allowing any current union contracts to remain in place.
That was some counsel and work that we did with various people. The House bill does not have the grandfathering clause. I think that was a good move. Some protection for contracts that's in place.
So far, the consensus among House Republicans is to avoid existing union contracts. That could slow down efforts to get the right-to-work bill to Governor Eric Greitens' desk before lawmakers leave for spring break in March. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.
Amazon will begin collecting sales tax in Missouri next week. An Amazon spokesperson said the online company will start charging Missouri state sales tax February 1st. The company announced this month it planned to hire 100,000 employees nationwide during the next 18 months. That prompted speculation that Amazon might open distribution facilities in Missouri, but Amazon officials declined to comment on the possibility. The state sales tax rate in Missouri currently stands at just under 4.25%. Abby Ivory Gagne, KBIA News, Columbia.